Okay. Now it's back to a few prose poems. A sort of long one right now called We Never Choose Our Fathers. It's really about father figures and how they choose us, and in some ways we choose them, but it's not about my own father really, although who knows what's at the origin of these things. We never choose our fathers. On a good day, his curveball loops more inches than he needs to fool your bat. Nervous, you dig in, force yourself to face him. He's bent over, examining the lure he's slipped through your lower lip. You pronounce his name silently at breakfast, washing it down with each spoonful of cold cereal. The fat your liver refuses to break down, it coats every bite, the protein caged, until you are dense with it, hunched over the toilet, straining. He's the boy you sat next to at boarding school, whose blue book bulged with the right answers. Senior year, you elected him, the long-haired valedictorian. Notice how he looks at you, his eyes fixed, just left of your nose, expressionless as rubber balls. A few summers ago, he took a room in your head. He's in there now, writing your poems. Each time, they look a little more like his. When he scribbles something on a postcard, it lasts you the winter, the stamp rain-bled to the fineness of a watercolor. You read over his words, your hunger driving you back over each stroke until you are almost in his mouth, the dark oval repeating and repeating like a string of zeros in a bank statement. Strange that you should feel so empty. The sky out your bedroom window, blank. In bed, leaning back on one elbow, you try to imagine how God looked the day before you were conceived.